USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden with a direct message for those responsible for the bombing attack that claimed the lives of at least 13 service members in Kabul. He says he's ordered military commanders to strike the Islamic State.
We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing.
He called the slain service members heroes.
They're the spine of America, the best the country has to offer.
Biden says the U.S. will complete the evacuations of Americans and Afghan allies.
We will not be deterred by terrorists.
He ordered all flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the 12 Marines and one Navy medic who were killed. U.S. Central Command says 18 Americans have been wounded. They are being flown out on military aircraft with surgical units on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those three eggs twice a day because, remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.